into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Park After Show here on AfterBuzz TV, the penultimate episode of Season 19. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show lined up for you, truth and advertising. Now over to Stephen Lemieux.
This is not the episode. If you want to watch the episode, go to southparkstudios.com because you watch all the episodes for free. Why are you looking on YouTube? Are you retarded? Go to southparkstudios.com to watch the episode. This is the after show. We're a review of the show. So now you're forewarned. No comments with fuck you on them on YouTube will be taken or regarded. I'm Stephen Lemieux. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux. Joining us as well is Christy Olsen.
Hello.
You're supposed to do the toss.
I just thought I'd slow it down there a little bit.
And back to you, Phil.
And back to you, Phil.
Reporting live from the South Park After Show, Christy Olsen. Christy.
And now back to you, Phil.
All right. What did you guys think of the... A funny episode, a decent episode, but a frustrating episode.
Yes!
It was so frustrating because every time they tried to approach something, you end up talking about DraftKings, which is a really great site where you can do football every single week, fantasy football. This is not fantasy as usual, Phil. This is DraftKings, because if you go right now and click away from this video to go to DraftKings.com, you can use the promo code BLACK for a free try at their $1 million matchmaker on DraftKings.com.
Ooh. There you go.
Cool. Now,
do I need to write that down for the live read?
Darn right.
that's what
James.
That was.
That's advertising talking right now. Here's the thing. They've conditioned us for a trilogy, right, in the past, and we've gotten the trilogy, and we've been good with that.
We got this, the Game of Thrones.
This is now not only a trilogy. We've kind of gone 9 episodes, and technically, if you kind of count this storyline, it's a 4-parter. I want answers!
Seriously, like, Jesus Christ. So what do you want to break down first of this episode? Do you want to break down Leslie and Jimmy?
I want to break Leslie.
Yes.
Leslie broke Jimmy. He was already broken, but she broke him more.
Mm-hmm.
He was thinking with his dick, and she broke his train of thought.
That was hilarious.
Jimmy, you're thinking with your dick. No, I'm not, guys.
No,
Jimmy,
what is it? His
your
dick has been compromised?
Being thought with. Your dick has been compromised.
That's it. Your dick is
back to you, John.
Stay back. Here's the big question of the entire season is going to be, who is the real villain, PC Principal or Leslie or both?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's either. They're all going to be being used by some character we haven't seen in a long time, and I'm trying to hypothesize who it could be.
Well, okay, so is this ad thing, is this like Terminator style? What do they call it? Genesis?
Skynet?
Yeah, that's it.
Skynet is the computer system that's taking over the world.
Yes.
I think they wouldn't do something that doesn't throw back to the beginning of the season because everything's been so linear. And then we're mixing in this episode, we get the gentrification has been the plot of it all along. So is it going to be ISIS or is it going to be Canada? Because, I mean, you got Canada built the wall to keep them out, and we had that whole storyline. But then we've had the simple, like, little things of ISIS here and there, and to destroy America through consumerism.
I think you're kind of close with Canada, because the whole point was that a better life, a better world type thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
Interesting.
But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I honestly don't know. I think Garrison has to have a big part to play in this.
No,
and I think it's going to end up with them fucking all the ads to death.
Well, yeah, we've been waiting for politics to coincide here. That's what we thought this whole season was going to end up being about, and it didn't really pan out that way.
From going from our YouTube comments for this whole season, one person has consistently posted every single week that he just doesn't like South Park anymore. So when Randy says the line, it was like, I really think South Park's getting boring or something like that.
I think South Park sucks.
Yeah, I think South Park sucks. I just lost it because I'm just like, all season long I've been defending on YouTube. I'm like, no, I think this is what they're going for. They're making things, everything really PC, and so people can have a taste of how shitty things are when they're PC. So at the last episode, hopefully next week, everything can just go back to shit, go back to what it was and be really politically incorrect. So when Randy says, South Park sucks now, I'm like thinking this is the creators talking to us, but like, South Park sucks now that everything's all PC and shit. Let's go back to the old thing. Let's get out of South Park. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I mean, their ratings have been, it was 2.3 consistently last season. Now it's like 1.3 this season. So I'm hoping this last episode really kicks it up. Not that they'll be canceled in any way, shape, or form. But
they'll just go to Netflix or something.
I think the ratings could completely coincide with this whole PC generation. I don't think people want to openly talk about South Park because they want to avoid saying anything that could potentially offend anyone. People get fired from their jobs every day for things that they post on Twitter. It's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could post, I really liked South Park and how they show Caitlyn Jenner running over hundreds of people. Which, by the way, every single time it happened, this episode still got me.
Oh,
I was laughing every single time. But you could be fired for that nowadays. Because somebody at your work could be transgender, say that they're a brave, bold hero, and they could report you for being anti-transgender, and the company wouldn't have anything to do with it because all these social justice warriors could just swarm the company. It's a scary world we live in.
Yeah, people just got to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
Agreed.
Chrissy, what are your thoughts on Leslie?
Leslie? Well, I'm dying to know if she's really, whose side she's really on. You know? Like, is she really at
what
the very end?
What do you mean whose side she's really on?
Wait. But at the very end, when she comes to Kyle, maybe that's legit. Maybe she just wants, like, something with Jimmy. I don't know.
No. Leslie is evil. Leslie is Leslie's
I think,
evil.
I think she may end up being not evil.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I kind of
she wasn't
maybe
ready to tell Jimmy like what was going on, or like Jimmy couldn't help or something. So she was like, "Ah, for now, you got to just like get beat up and be unconscious over here while I do this thing, and then we'll get back together, and maybe they'll ride off into the sunset."
Here's the thing: I think Jimmy could be a weaker character just by the fact that his dick could be compromised at any moment. So I think Kyle could potentially be, you know, I mean, he's the Messiah. He's Jewish, right? But it is scary to think, right? I mean, the first question is, what's the last four of your social security number?
What's the last four digits of your sosh? 2135.
So, you know,
right,
I mean,
that doesn't really imply, like, not evil intentions,
you know,
I guess.
Yeah. You know what comes to me in this regard? If we're thinking of Kyle as the savior and if she's going to do these things, they could make Kyle an ad. Because if you really think about it, Kyle's always been the one that everyone listens to at the end of the end of each episode. So he holds everyone's undivided attention. So if Kyle could be the John Connor, the thing they need to get everyone, because everyone listens to the things Kyle says at the end of the episode. But the reason all of this is going wrong and their plan is failing is because nobody's listening to Kyle anymore.
That could be it. Yeah.
PC people have made it so Kyle can't talk. And the ads were working through Kyle. So now the ads are versus the PC people. Mm-hmm. If the ads are at war with the PC people and the PC people are the only people taking down the ads, we have like this really weird power struggle going on.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In terms of power struggle, I am going on a hunger strike until the next episode of South Park.
But
airs.
If you're hungry tonight, guys, Applebee's has this really great 2-for-1 deal that if you click on this link right here, it'll take you right to a page where you can see that Applebee's has a nice 2-for-1 deal.
Pussy sorry, included guys. Or not?
Pussy included.
Oh, that's nice. The special.
I mean, the ribs nice. Taste like it anyway, right?
I love the wonton tacos there.
You have that taco, James. You have it.
Have at it.
So let's talk about the PC bros. Clearly they're not there. We don't know what the hell's going on, but they're on a hunger strike. They haven't eaten pussy in 2 days, which I thought was hilarious.
They're starving.
I mean, that's a long while for a bro to not have not eat some pussy.
For a PC bro.
You know what's interesting, though, now that I think about it, every time they would, like, mention PC, it's like, bro, this is 2015 now. Bro, this is 2015. Imagine if all the PC bros are time travelers.
Okay, so that would coincide with Skynet, Terminator.
Yeah. They all came from the future where everything's PC, and they go back to the past to gentrify everything and bring it up to the standards of the future with gentrification and being politically correct.
Fair enough.
I mean, PC Bro looks slightly modeled after the Terminator, if you think about it. He's got the sunglasses always on. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, the walk like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that the computer watched people. That was very Skynet.
That was very Skynet slash Matrix-y. People made a lot of reference to that. I loved when they go in... a college safe space.
You can't enter that! That's a college safe space! How did you do that?
It's just so weird. But it is funny. Here's the thing. And obviously, no one stood up to them. But it's kind of funny when you just completely disband someone's belief in that way. You know, like, what? You can't do that. Watch me. No, but you don't do that. You can't do that. Watch me.
Did you happen to see the fight back against safe spaces and things like that recently from the University of Oklahoma?
No.
It's funny, and I posted about it because I thought it was funny that common sense was coming from a religious person. It's a religious it's a religious college, and they actually have common sense from it. So he's getting a lot of flack right now because Everett Piper, who's the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, he released a post on the school's official page saying, "This is not a daycare, it's a college." And he goes in where basically, apparently some people felt victimized by a cervix.
Thank you, Stephen.
By a sermon on the topic of 1 Corinthians 13, but they felt offended because a homily on love made him feel bad for not showing love. In his mind, the speaker was wrong for making him and his peers feel uncomfortable. So we're getting some pushback from the universities now, so hopefully this guy won't get ripped to shreds by the PC crowd. But I just find it really interesting that South Park... As much as this has kind of been an underlying problem for so long, for like the when South Park wasn't on, not a lot of people knew about this going on in the internet, going on in our institutions, like this whole PC crowd, these coddled little college kids who don't treat it like it's an education or they treat it like it's a daycare. I feel like South Park is kind of bringing more voices to the forefront that are fighting against this idiocy. What are your thoughts, Phil?
What are my thoughts? Especially liberal arts colleges. I mean, they, you know, free your mind type thing. It's always been there, right? I think PC culture has kind of always been there, but for some reason we've always been able to stomp it down because, you know, people kind of wanted to say ultimately what they needed to deep down in their heart of hearts. And now there's just too many ramifications. And it's a culture of fear. I mean, just go back to ISIS and, you know, just ISIS, whether France or ISIS, whether in the episodes. It's a culture of fear, unfortunately. And when you have that working against you, yeah, you're afraid to say what you really mean.
What if they tie ISIS and the PC people together as the same organization? In South Park.
Well, I think it could work that way because, I mean, there was the episode of, wait, ninjas or ISIS?
Mm-hmm. Ninjas, yeah.
It's a, you know, flip a coin. So, Chrissy, what's your thoughts on the PC movement or PC bros in general?
Going back to the colleges thing, I don't know who these college kids are that actually care about anything that's going on in the actual world. I don't know. When I was in college, we, like, did enough to get by school-wise and then... extracurriculars, and we didn't really care about PC or anything that was going on or anything that the college was telling us to do or not to do. So I'm kind of surprised that, you know, that it's getting to be that they're convincing young people to care, that, like, young people are getting on board with all this and being like, yeah, we're offended, let's not talk that way. Like,
here's the it's a
they're more bound, you'd think younger people are more bound to not care.
Well, just let's look at Thanksgiving for an example. Mm-hmm. All right,
no, I'll give you this, right? It's a false sense of giving a crap. It's the same equivalent of you putting a sticker on your bumper that says, stop war. Congratulations. That is what was needed to educate everyone. Because you know what? The person that you're driving by clearly is like, you know what? War is the best thing to happen to this culture.
It's like tweeting, praying for Paris. It's like, wow, your tweet's doing a lot. Thank you.
And
you're
then
doing
the person
so
probably
much.
Didn't actually pray for Paris also.
Well, I mean, praying doesn't do anything
right
to begin
hashtag.
With.
They need the Pray for Paris hashtag.
Yeah, you need to change your Facebook profile to have the Eiffel Tower or the France flag over your face.
The Eiffel peace sign.
The Eiffel Tower.
I don't know most people that actually pray. They always tell you, I'm going to pray for your mother or this or that. No.
No?
When the hell do you pray? I've never seen you pray once. I've never seen you pray for anything.
Yeah,
Mine.
I just think it's the contradictions of society now with their politically correctness will not allow them to accept that history exists. What I was going to say about Thanksgiving is like all these people posting on Thanksgiving Day, like, yeah, but the Pilgrims were refugees and the Indians took them in, so we should take in the refugees. And their argument is just kind of dumb because it's like, yeah, but the Pilgrims completely decimated the Indian race, so if the Indians didn't take the Pilgrims in, then would that have happened? Like, they just don't have a good argument. And I'm not saying, like, one or the other. I'm just saying, like, a lot of people just go on statistics that are boundless. Mm-hmm. And going on saying that, oh, our history was violent, so we're bad people. It's like, no, our history was violent so we can be the people we are today. War sucks, but war sucks.
Here's the thing. I mean, most countries' history is war, really.
Super violent, yeah.
Like, it just is, you know? And it just depends what side of the coin you're on, you know?
Well, did you see the most recent brigade for the politically correct social justice warriors? Is you know of like Dutch culture a little bit, Phil? Do you? You know of their...
It depends where you're going with it, but all right.
You know what Black Pete is?
No.
Black Pete is the Dutch tradition of doing something similar to blackface. It's a Black Pete is a character of Dutch Christmas tradition. And it's not based anything on African Americans at all. It's based on people who used to work in the coal mines, I believe, something like that. Or it was something else. It was like an old folks' tale. It wasn't about African American. It wasn't about Black people at all. But the politically correct crowd is pushing to have the Dutch people no longer do the holiday because they would all dress up as Black Pete by putting blackface and things on. So it's a Christmas tradition with similarities to blackface, but because the Netherlands needs to change their traditions to placate the white guilt over the elements of America's racist past. So it's extending out of America. So all these people who only know America's history are now thinking that that needs to be forced on the entire world, and now they're being kind of viewed as idiots. So it's kind of interesting to see that in America, they all think they're hot shit, and then as soon as like it goes international, people are like, why are we adhering to your history? Like, you're the racist. Like, we don't even know what that's about. We're gonna keep doing this. So, I don't know. I kind of lost my point a little bit in there.
And just racism.
Just,
something about
it's
racism.
It's just ridiculous.
So wait, so the people of the Netherlands are like super racist. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying because they're not canceling the tradition, that's only racist if you look at it from historically American thing.
Right.
It's completely racist. If we're doing it American, it's completely racist. Right. But over there, they think they should change based on America's history, which just means they don't even understand how the world works. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of asinine. But most of America doesn't understand its own history, so that's why they're getting away with it.
Yeah, I think it just stems from everyone wants to feel like they've contributed and they've done so well for the world in the least amount of fucks that they can give. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I can summarize it. Back to you, Christy.
Yes, because being PC goes along with being self-righteous and narcissistic, and that's what we are now.
Yeah. Well, you saw that.
I know I am.
You'll see a trend in the most politically correct people, in the social justice warriors, who are like the guys who are all about feminism and not feminism.
Ah, look how that turned out for James Dean.
Yeah, not in the feminism that is actually a good thing. In like the extreme, like, oh my God, you raped her with your eyes and things like that. Like that kind of weirdness. You'll see that they're mostly the people who are just, they either didn't have a good father figure or mm-hmm. they're people who just aren't very socially adept. They're just socially awkward people who try to get with women, try to crush puss by being that. And that's why it's so funny to see South Park using the PC as it's crushing puss or puss crushing. Because it's become a thing. Like, people try to get in women's pants and it never works, but...
Oh, it works.
Well, for the jocks, it works.
You know,
for the jocks, it
works.
But the rest of the people are just like the really nerdy kids who think that being social justice warriors will get them puss.
All right. Well,
I don't know.
Let's move on to the news anchors, because we've been making fun of them, and I thought they were brilliant.
They were.
Poor Barb Brady.
Oh my God!
Stuck in the middle of all of this, I don't want to shoot any more people.
Barb Brady, you need to shoot these kids.
I don't want to shoot anyone.
I'm glad to see you making a stand.
Are the newscasters evil? What the hell's going on? Because they know the truth, but they won't tell anyone the damn truth.
I don't think the newscasters are evil at all.
Okay, why?
It's just, I don't think it's as deep as we think it is. I don't think Trey or Matt have really thought that far ahead for it to be as deep as we think it is. I think it's literally just going to be like, you got the PC crowd versus the ads with the news reporters versus the ads, and then it's going to be a fourth party.
Can
and
it.
Kyle, I think Kyle's the key. I don't see the news reporters being evil, because it just wouldn't make sense at this point in time. We only have one episode left. That's only 30 minutes.
Yeah, but
that's what I keep thinking too.
Yeah, but there's
only
so
like
22 much.
22 minutes left. To if explain they, all this.
Like, why would Leslie beat the shit out of Jimmy if it turns out the news reporters were completely right? Like, don't let
to
her escape.
Protect him or something.
You're thinking with your dick.
Here's the thing. I think there's just so many different sides, and what they present, I mean, if they do anything similar to, remember when they changed everything and then they went back to the everything shitty episode and they reset everything, and just the fact of they basically took the Matrix, and by going back to the Matrix, it was just a big Jameson bottle that he drank. And, you know, when he's come back to reality, it was because he was actually hungover, but it was like, oh, no, he's God. No. So, I think something similar like that could, you know, I'd be happy with something like that. I don't know what that fully means in this context, but I'm on board.
And I hope Randy's song doesn't get interrupted if there is one next week.
That's right.
I got all excited. I was like, yeah, here we go.
Where my town gone?
I thought he was going to get raped by Caitlyn Jenner. He took a big beating, but I thought he would get it up the ass or something.
Oh, my God, the mustache. I was dying. Yeah, the mustache is really making you look real weird. Yeah. Are you such an asshole? I think we've wasted enough time here.
Sure.
These guys have stuff to do.
Well, there's another show after us that has to get started.
All right, team.
I think it might be possible that we might not get any answers next week. They might totally screw with us and pee us all off and just make it a to be continued.
I will riot.
Yeah,
I swear to God, I will riot.
Watch them do an episode completely unrelated. Completely unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
shake the feeling that we were being effed with this season. And
I'm sure we are being effed with.
It's not going to end for the finale.
But it's got to be one of those things you got to make. But in a good way of like, oh, you got me.
Most fucked up thing was the Auschwitz.
Yeah. Auschwitz is now
no more ouchie. God damn. That's
fucking brilliant.
Up.
That's brilliant, though.
All right, where can we find you, Phil?
Follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, and we'll be back for the finale, which Lord knows where it's going to go. Put your comment below.
I think it's going to start with a commercial. You can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux, STPHNLEMIUX.
Hit me up at Christy Reports, and I'll see
you
next
week. Oh, fuck. They're going to advertise their game, just like they did last season with the damn Game of Thrones and the Stick of Truth. They got a new game coming out. This is all going to become an ad for their fucking game.
Good for them. Bye for now.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.